This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com. Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My very special guest today is Dr. Simon Karmakar, who has a doctorate in management and organizational leadership. He co-authored Diversity and Inclusion in the Global Workplace for the Center for Workplace Diversity. He is also the founder of RefundWiz, the first AI ML smartphone e-filing tax return app, and is natively in Spanish to serve the Hispanic community. Dr. Karmakar, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you.
Maria with the Y, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited as well. This has been a long time coming. We've tried to connect a couple of times.
I know. I am so excited for so many reasons. Number one, you are like you're like the mentor that I've been looking for so many years and didn't come across until recently. As an immigrant, as a doctor, as somebody who really tries to help the communities that are underserved. And I can't wait to dive into RefundWiz and talk more about that. But I love to start with the why. How did you figure out what your why is in this beautiful life that we are gifted?
Yeah, that's what a great question. You know, I think I'm genetically made up to serve people. So this is really my third adventure, but in each one of them, it's been at the intersection of purpose and profit. And so we have such a finite time on this planet and so many beautiful people that are marginalized and vulnerable that I've always wanted to make sure that I help people along the way, that I get to democratize the quality of life that I enjoy, that I can share that with others.
That's pretty amazing. And walk us through your journey a little bit. So you do have a doctorate in management and organizational leadership. Tell me how did you decide to get your doctorate in leadership specifically?
Yeah, so I noticed as I was reading the Wall Street Journal and other, you know, news feeds that one of the things that our country was lacking was the strong leadership. Leadership that you practice what you preach, you not just talk the talk and walk the walk, but there has to be a congruence in the actions that the leader takes and then the life that the leader leads. And so when I recognized that deficiency, I felt that it was time for me to offer just, you know, in my small part of the world, an opportunity came up to lead an organization, or in my case, I built the organizations from scratch, and I wanted to create that culture where every employee had an opportunity to continue to grow and be a leader in their own dynamics, in their own family.
Wow, pretty inspiring. Let's talk a little bit about you, the other things that you've been doing. Like, you're also a Gestalt therapist?
A Gestalt therapist, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Gestalt therapist is very much about the here and now. So unlike some of the traditional modalities in psychotherapy where you start, you know, laying down on a sofa and talking about your childhood, in Gestalt therapy, what we really do is say, what is your pain point now? And how can, through our interaction, we can discover that within you resides the ability to extricate yourself out of your situation. And then moving that patient or that client from environmental support to self-support. And so it's a very results-oriented approach, psychotherapy, where each client, each patient at the end of the therapy session should experience tremendous shifts within that 15-minute session of, this is where I was, this is my point where I was stuck, and now I found a way to become unstuck.
So do they dabble into the past a little bit, or it's mostly, here's the situation I'm in, how do I pass through this?
Yeah, so just automatically the past starts coming up because we start seeing emerging themes of, okay, this has happened to you now, then there must have been some other times where this has happened to you before, And do you see how that behavior that you display as the person, you find yourself in those similar situations over and over again?
How do you think, just based on your experience, especially as a therapist, how do you think success is accomplished for a lot of immigrants? I know, obviously, as an immigrant, I came to the States when I was 12, very ambitious and very driven, but I had so many challenges because I didn't have anybody showing me the way. My parents came here in their 40s trying to figure out how to put food on the table. So getting education, getting my MBA, just going even through the educational system, let alone being an entrepreneur, was extremely challenging. I had to learn everything on my own. And it wasn't until in my late 30s that I really realized that I have to lean on my mentors. I have to find a few mentors to consistently talk to and see. And that's when I think I started having breakthroughs. But what was your journey like as an immigrant? How did you figure out your way?
Yeah, so we share such identical paths. That's amazing. So, you know, my family came here from India, and a very, you know, orthodox, traditionalist family where, you know, you get your college degree, check, you get married, you know, get a job, check, and you stay at that job. And, you know, that job becomes your higher power, and you get married and have kids. And so that traditional path, as much as I tried to follow it, it wasn't really meant for me, because I think so often out of the box that when I would work at large organizations, I would get pigeonholed that this was my job and this is what I would do from 9 to 5. And there wasn't an opportunity to create and look at processes and look at, you know, different ways. So not every idea needs to be disruptive. It could be supportive, but not all leadership teams think like that, because that's when the ego pops up, you know, kind of comes in. And so I went through a lot of that learning hardship that you're talking about, that I would go get employed, find a job, you know, rise the ranks, and then realize that I had kind of reached that level because the rest of it was politics. And then I would leave the company until I finally said, I have the skill sets, I have the tools, now I just need to seek my own journey, right? Instead of being a follower, I need to be a leader, and I need to go down my own path instead of trying to live under what we call the tyranny of should, or live under my parents' vision of how I should live. And so when I kind of broke that umbilical cord to those thinking behaviors, then the universe just opened itself up to me. And then, like you, I have sought mentors, and I continue to seek mentors, especially on this entrepreneurial journey. The model that I have now with RefundWiz has such incredible scaling opportunities that I definitely need those who have gone before me to kind of hold my hand and walk me through and make sure I don't stumble on any potholes.
Exactly. And it's really, you know, taking the learnings from others and not letting them, you know, guide you in your vision. I think it's important for an entrepreneur to stick with their vision, that because, you know, we're so unique in our ideas and whatever it is that we want to create and help this world with. And sometimes the wrong mentors, or the mentors that are just, rather than advising you, are getting involved a little bit too much, can steer you away from your end goal or your mission. And so it's important to stick with your mission, but seek out the help in the right areas, whether it's marketing, finance, growth, customer acquisition, whatever it is, to get the help that's needed. Let's talk about RefundWiz. How did you, what triggered you to start it?
Yeah, so, you know, I had finished several different projects, including collaborating on the book that you mentioned on diversity and inclusion, that I was involved with launching a medical TV talk show that was specific to Arabic-speaking Coptic Christians, and we grew that to 3-4 million viewers per week with a live studio medical TV talk show. And then finished a gig with Google, and I quote unquote, I retired. And And after 27 days, my wife said, honey, I love you, but 24 hours of you is a lot. So please go do something. And countless times I witnessed, and I even said to Spanish or Latinos, you know, coming into the retail officers, no habla español. Like, well, where can I go? I have questions for my taxes. You know, financial terms, the IRS lingo is hard to understand in any language, right? So, I mean, I could go to Main Street USA and ask somebody, what's earned income credit? What's adjusted gross income? And 99% of the people won't be able to satisfactorily answer that question. And so Google Translator doesn't work. Software for these types of terms doesn't work. And so I realized that there was a big gap. And I started doing research, and I realized that there's fewer than 10,000 regulated Spanish-speaking tax preparers. Then as I was driving around, I realized that many of them are going to these same-day, you know, check-cashing places. And my research showed that over 90% get refunds, and very large refunds, because there's some financial illiteracy taking place. They don't understand that if they adjust their W-4, they can get more money in their pocket instead of using Uncle Sam as a savings account.
Oh.
And so these hardworking Hispanic Latino families are going to places like the, you know, payday cash advance places, and then they're seeing the $4,000 refunds. And, you know, there are 30 million households in America that don't have a bank account. And so instead of waiting 6 to 9 months to get that check mailed into them, they're opting in for refund anticipation loans, and they're paying anywhere from 36 to 86% interest.
Wow. And
just pumped at my heartstrings. I mean, A, not being able to serve this hardworking community, then members of their own community are just practicing predatory, absolutely predatory lending rates, right? 36 to 86%. So by the time they get their money, it's all eaten up by this interest rate. And so I thought, you know, I remember when my family moved to America, for the first 5 years, when my dad was doing his own taxes, he was convinced that he had made a mistake and our entire family was going to get deported. I mean, walking around him was like walking on eggshells. The fear, the anxiety, the rage that he would demonstrate was just monumental. And so, you know, when I told him I was doing this thing, he told me a story. He said, you know, you probably don't remember this. We were very young, but we came out of a grocery store and I peered into this tax preparation office. And he said, it was so posh that I felt it wasn't for me. So there was a self-esteem issue going on here. And so I realized that this is not just a Hispanic story, a Latino story, but this is an immigrant story, that all of us want to make sure we do the right thing.
Right.
And then I started taking a look at, you know, technology that, hey, I'm using my phone to deposit a check. Why can't I create an algorithm and an app using artificial intelligence where somebody just downloads the app, creates an account, takes a picture of their driver's license, takes a picture of their tax documents, and hit submit? It's really as easy as uno, dos, tres. And we take away, you know, do I need a Schedule One? Do I need a Schedule A? And let the artificial intelligence, the algorithm, push those right forms based on the images that they are taking on their tax documents, and make tax filing as simple and painless, as convenient as possible. And I also wanted to make it very affordable, especially for this hardworking demographic group where their mean income is $55,000 and charging $60 or $100, which is completely unnecessary. So our app, by the way, which is called Mass Refund, so we're going to maximize your refund, is only $24.99.
Wow, that is just amazing. So it's pretty much the AI helping the consumer figure out which forms they need to file, and then it's just as simple as that. Now, do you have actual people reviewing it, or the AI is so sophisticated that there's no need?
There's absolutely no need. So there is no human intervention. And the good news behind that is, you know, majority of the returns that are rejected by the IRS's e-filing center is because of data entry errors. So our, you know, our competitors, for example, have similar apps, but there's actually somebody that once you have uploaded your document, somebody sitting in a tax office that's downloading it, printing it out, and then manually entering that data into their proprietary tax software. And you know, this is a seasonal job. So many people in this space are senior, you know, chronologically advanced, and so they're not exactly, you know, tech savvy necessarily, right?
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of mistakes can happen in the old ways.
And so we eliminate that when the technology just grabs a number using optical character recognition. It's exactly like depositing a check using your smartphone.
Can we talk a little bit about the I guess, as an entrepreneur, what it really took to build Refund Whips? Especially, you know, the fact that it's an AI app, I can imagine the engineers that you had to find and the just building the infrastructure technically. I can't imagine how challenging it must have been. I would love for you to kind of give us an overview of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So fortunately, you know, in my case, I stayed in the lane that I have experience in. So I was a senior tax analyst. I prepared over 600 returns. So I understood tax code and tax law. And so I also have kind of a soft technical background. So I was able to write the algorithm and the pseudocode. And then when I went out to the DevOps team, I was basically able to hand that off and say, look, I've already tested this in a very rudimentary way. And now I need you guys to really make this robust, because that's what you guys do. And, but, you know, before I even got to there, let me kind of walk back a couple of steps. That as an entrepreneur, I first wanted to make sure before I invested a single dollar that this was really a viable idea, that there would be an adoption of this. And so I encourage anyone who's an entrepreneur to read the book, The Mom Test, and basically it, the 50,000 foot overview of that is our moms are always gonna love our ideas. And so that's not who our market should be. So take it to the market you wanna serve, and it's a back of a napkin idea. So in my case, I went to community colleges and you know, pubs and bars at universities, you know, on the periphery of the campus. And I said to the Gen Zs, I said, hey, what if I came up with a purpose-built app that you can use to file your taxes? And the millennials and the Gen Zs overwhelmingly basically said, wow, this is cool. Sign me up. Because I hate spending 6 to 8 hours one time a year in front of a third-party software. And then they con me. They first tell me you can file for free. And then when I'm actually getting ready to file, they say, no, 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 you can use our software for free, but we charge $100 to file it.
Right.
And then I also don't want to go to my parents because then they're in my business, you know, and then I also don't want to go to some office and sit in there in the lobby for a couple of hours for some old timer to tell me I'm not saving enough money and I don't need that judgmental lecture. And if you can do this, I don't even care how much it costs. I don't even care if I owe the IRS money. Sign me up. So I started seeing that. Then I went out to specifically the ethnic community. And I said, you know, what if I came up with something simple where it just takes away all your questions and your fears? And they're like, yes, absolutely. This is something that we need. And it's so expensive. I mean, there's certain tax preparation services where their minimum fees are $60. And people are like, we have to save up money just to come up with $60. So I recognize the need at the price point level, the pain for English as second language speakers, and then the want of the millennials and the Gen Zs for a purpose-built financial app. And so that's how I got my market validation and my confirmation. And I kept going back to that same group saying, here's kind of the workflow I'm thinking. What do you think about this idea? What do you think about that idea? And then it slowly kind of evolved into what it is today. And I'm sure in 3 years, it'll look completely different than what it looks today.
And that's the thing, you know, we're trying to, as entrepreneurs, if we're trying to solve problems for others, we need to talk to those people to understand truly what their problems are, because I'm just one person, you're just another person. Like, we're not enough to make the assumption. And that's why I love surveys. I love creating a business that doesn't exist, but it exists in my mind. And I'll go out there and just ask and get people's thoughts and feedbacks. And it saves tons of money. People don't even realize it, but it's pretty much, you know, having the MVP, right? Like in the startup world, they say viable product. And you clearly had the minimum viable product, in a sense, where you went out there and did that. Was it challenging to deal with the tech? How was the tech side? Because I always get, I have an idea, and my idea has been on hold for so long because I'm not techie, and I'm just not, I can't code. And every time I think of hiring engineers to help me build this app that I'm looking for, it's like it's going to be a two-faced, I get freaked out. I'm just like, oh no, I can't deal with people that I can't really understand what they do. And so what's your advice for the listeners who are struggling the same way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, technology has come so far that you don't even have to know coding anymore. So you can go to a company like, I believe their website is bubble.io, and you can actually come up with what I call like wireframes, and you can develop a no code app. Now, it will take the user, you know, 3 to 6 months. They have their own boot camp and training and all that, just so you know the depth and the power behind these no code websites that are now there that will help you launch something where you can take it all the way up to an MVP without even knowing a lot.
Wow, that's amazing. I had no idea about Bubble.io.
Yeah, and there's others also that just the one that comes to my mind because I started dabbling in it. As an entrepreneur, I have, you know, 5 other ideas that I'm incubating. You know, once you know, grow this, scale this, and then there's always something happening in my mind or between my ears. So I started playing around with bubble.io, and it's a wonderful tool. And you don't have to know a line of coding to bring that dream into reality.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's something I'm definitely personally going to jump on right after our call. How can we support you? Obviously, you know, using RefundWiz, or you also said mustrefund.com for the Spanish speakers. Our listeners can go there depending on the language they speak. How else can we support you?
Yeah, so basically let people in the community know that this app is bilingual, right? So my focus has been the Hispanic Latino community because there's fewer than 10,000 Spanish speaking, trained, regulated tax preparers, and over 63 million Hispanics across America. That's one. But the app is available in English. And so let people know that there's a new kid on the block called Mass Refund. That's the name of the app. And the website corresponding to that is massrefund.com. They can go on our wait list. When they download the app, if they want to put, you know, Maria23 is the code, then I'll be happy to give them 50% off. Oh. So instead of $24.99, it'll be half that cost. And so so please share that with everyone. Yes. Let people know that there is a reliable, fast, convenient tax filing option available currently in its 1.0 version, because I have been self-funding this thing. It is available for people who are single and have W-2s and no dependents. And so the landing is a little narrow, and then I'm in the middle of raising funds. I've written the code for other tax scenarios like married filing jointly, and then head of household with, you know, kids and other dependents that you can write off. So that coding is gonna take some major funding.
Right.
Right. And so I've started to do the kind of the pseudo code for these various tax scenarios for the military, for the different 1099s, freelancers in this digital age. So all of that is gonna take some financial backing. But the 1.0 version is ready. We're gonna be launching this on January 15th when the tax season starts. So I encourage carrying this message out to help you.
Amazing. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And I'm super excited about the promo code that they can use, Maria23, to get 50% off. Thank you so much for the kind offer. Dr. Karmakar, it's been a pleasure. As we end our interview, what's one thing that you would want to share with the listeners who are either current entrepreneurs feeling a little lost and tired or burned out, or they're just people with amazing dreams and ideas who are really scared to take that leap? What advice do you have for them?
Okay, for the last part, if you have a dream, if you have an idea, and if you have fear, embrace it. It's natural. I have fear. Like, I have fear that, for example, when I started, was the app going to work? Was the algorithm, the artificial intelligence, all that was going to work? Now that I know it works, my next fear, and this fear that is ongoing, like, will 10,000 people use it? Will 50,000 people use it? So if you have a fear, embrace that fear, but move forward. If you have embraced the fear and you're already on this path and you feel like you're stuck or you're lost, there's some great free pre-accelerator programs out there. One of them, for example, is like Founders University, and they have a great 12-week program. So I would encourage you to explore that. Another accelerator program that I'm a huge fan of that I went through. So I went through Founders University myself, and then I also went through Founders Institute. Both are solid, solid programs, and it helped me structure my dream, and I was able to grow it from week to week, right? And so it's very intense. There will be a lot of hard work there, but the outcome of that is that your dream, you'll see unfold in a matter of 12 to 14 weeks and it'll become a reality.
That's amazing. I think, with me personally, my struggle has always been keeping a focus on something, because I'm juggling two companies, and then I've got my podcast and the radio show, and then any new idea is always put on the back burner because I'm like, I don't have time to do it. And then I'll go in and do it, but then there's almost this structured timeline I don't set the timeline and structure it so that I can get it done. And it ends up taking, much longer than it should in reality.
Yeah. So I face similar problems because my brain is always going. And so what I like to do is kind of block off a day and a block of hours for that day for the other project so that they have incremental growth. And I kind of say that, okay, this is something that I want to launch, let's say 2030, right? And then I have a kind of a timeline. And then as the years go by, then as, in my case now, as Mash Refund, as I really ramp up the staff and kind of hand off the day-to-day to the CEO and the operational managers, then I can move into these other areas. So I try to block off time, between like a weekend, evenings where I'll, and it's also a refresher that I, when I go back to Mach Refund, I'm now looking at it from a different lens because I've had growth and my different parts of my brain have been exercised by looking at a different project altogether.
Amazing. Thank you so much for all the wonderful advice and good luck. I mean, you don't need luck. This is going to blow up. I just know it. Refund Wiz, mossrefund.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I would love to bring you back and talk about Gestalt therapist therapy in the future, because that's really inspiring, especially I think as immigrants, we've got a lot of issues we got to work through to have a breakthrough. So thank you. And can't wait to bring you back again on the show.
So may I also say thank you for having me. And I had such a great time that I would love to come back, Gestalt therapy. And again, just being part of being a good human, helping another human is so meaningful to me that I would be honored to come back on again if you'll have me.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Karmakar. Have a good day.
You too.
This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.